and even dredged a section along the levee that was built to protect the road from the flash floods that seemed to mangle the great sweeping curve there every other decade. But there was no trace of her. They had scoured as well the small, shallow beaver pond in the woods, a quarter of a mile behind my family's red Victorian, and found nothing there, too. Nevertheless, my younger sister and I thought it most likely that our mother was in that Vermont river somewhere. We hadn't given up all hope that she would return alive. At least I hadn't. But every day, it grew harder to feign optimism for our father, or say the right things, the appropriate things, when people asked us how we were doing. One day after school, a little more than 2 weeks after the police and the mobile crime lab and the Zodiac boats had moved on, when all the tips had proven apparitions, Paige took her swim fins, a snorkel, and a mask, and had gotten as far as the edge of the river before I was able to convince her that she was wasting her time. My sister was sitting on a rock, about 15 feet above the water in her navy blue tank suit with the profile of a seahorse on her hip bone, the suit she wore when she swam laps at the pool at the college where our father taught. Clearly, she meant business. Paige was in the 7th grade then, already a daredevil ski racer to be reckoned with, and in the summer and fall, at her ski coach's urging,